This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome to the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm T. Shao-Yik, together with Kelly Anissa and Julia Jacobs this Friday afternoon. So what are we discussing?
So are your moral studies in school still relevant today? We take a look at this.
And our second story is related to a picture of a Bangladeshi man here in Malaysia that has gone viral, with many people complimenting for his so-called runway looks. But these are the same people who also call migrant workers illegal Banglas. So what gives?
Yes, and over on social media, we're asking you a Twitter question in relation with our first story. Should we do away with moral studies in school? So your options are yes, or yes, teach something else, or no, it should be revamped, or finally, no, keep it as it is. To join in the conversation, you can tweet us at BFM Radio, you can send us a WhatsApp message at 018-789-8899, or you can always call us at 03-7733-2900.
Meanwhile, here's Bob Dylan with Blowing in the Wind.
The Bigger Picture on BFM 89.9, the business station.
That was Bob Dylan reminding us that the answer is blowing in the wind. And what is this answer we seek? Well, the question of whether the moral subject is still relevant.
So a parents group has urged the government to do away with the moral studies subject in schools. They said that being moral is about more than just memorizing definitions to pass their exams. Yep. So the Malacca Action Group for Parents suggested that moral studies, or better known as, to some of us as Pendidikan Moral, be replaced with a common class. This common class can be on issues such as human rights, preserving the environment, caring for the needy, and the evils of corruption.
So the issue was initially brought to attention by lawyer Lim Wei Jet. In a Twitter post, he questioned the relevance of the subject and asked why the government had made no move to abolish it. While he acknowledged that Pakatan Harapan hadn't actually promised to remove the subject, he said this should be done regardless. So we actually spoke to Lim Wei Jet earlier today about this. He is the Secretary General of the National Human Rights Society, HAKAM. Here's a clip from that interview.
Why is the moral subject not relevant today?
I'm not saying that moral education is not relevant, but moral studies as a subject, Pendidikan Moral in Malaysia, that is the problem. It is made worse by the fact that in Malaysia, for the examination of the moral subject, you are expected to memorize 36 moral values and regurgitate it out. And from experience, the teacher who teaches Pendidikan Moral, for the whole year, you are taught how to memorize those values and taught how to apply it in a very superficial way for specific scenarios. So what I'm saying is that moral as a subject does very little to infuse moral values in our students. If you want to internalize good values in our children, you need to do it in a more nuanced and practical way. So for example, if you have a very effective Boy Scout program, the Boy Scouts will learn about teamwork, responsibility, hard work, discipline, respecting other races. Or if you teach it in the context of other subjects, for example, when you teach history, you immediately can impress on students that if we practice racism and we do not voice out against oppression, we will slide to Nazism and Hitler and those kind of dictatorships that occur in the past. So that is how you inculcate values. Not by rote learning, not by staring at 36 values and magically expecting the student to be an upright citizen. It simply doesn't work that way. And the greatest travesty is that each non-Muslim student spends 2 hours a week, that was during my time, to study Pendidikan Moral. And there's so much more valuable and relevant subjects which are being missed out for that 2 hours a week. You know, things like personal finance, things like international relations, things like coding or artificial intelligence. It is such a waste in my humble opinion.
And, you know, you just brought up, like, you know, a few subjects that would be more relevant to them.
Yep.
But then again, some would say that, you know, this subject should be relevant to all students, not just non-Muslim students. So what would be an ideal replacement for the non-Muslim students when you compare it to the fact that Muslim students would have to take their religious classes? What would be an ideal, you know, substitute for the moral study subject?
Well, yeah, if you want to have a subject which corresponds to Pendidikan Islam, I would think subjects such as comparative religion would be something that is quite compatible and useful. So you learn about Islam, Buddhism, Christianity, and all other religions and faiths in the world. I think that as a subject would fall in line with the Education Act and to correspond with Pendidikan Islam. But on a broader level, I think that all students should also learn additional subjects which are more relevant and useful, such as sociology or philosophy or international relations. So that is the direction that I hope the national education system is heading towards.
So do you think that the subject should just be amended and not removed altogether? Is that something you think would be helpful?
Well, to be honest, my view is that you should remove it altogether, because teaching moral as a subject, that very idea is problematic. You don't infuse values through teaching a subject for 2 hours a week. You do it through many other more practical and nuanced means. Mm-hmm. And just not worth the time, resources, and manpower to teach it as a subject, particularly when it has negligible impact on our children. And you could have taught children with better syllabus and more useful and relevant subjects. So what I'm saying is that you can teach moral values through other means, other extracurricular activities, or to teach it corresponding to other subjects like history, for example. So you spend more time on those areas, and inevitably children will learn about what is right and what is wrong. It doesn't work by teaching it as a subject.
That was Lim Wei Jiat, the Secretary General from Hakam. So both parents and teachers groups had their thoughts on this matter as well. Tunku Munawira Putra, Secretary from the Parent Action Group for Education page, said that moral studies could not be removed from national schools because it is listed as a core subject for both primary and secondary levels in the Education Act 1996.
Yeah, and over on the teacher's side, there has been mixed reactions on the issue. Harry Tan from the National Union of the Teaching Profession said that generally they don't want the subject removed. Mm. However, he did agree that moral studies should be made more relevant to the times. And this is despite remarks from the Deputy Education Minister just last year that, you know, changes are periodically implemented.
So Chong Sin Woon, who held the post last year, reportedly said that moral studies is able to produce principled and patriotic students who can communicate and work as a team. He also said that the subject is still in line with the requirements of of 21st century curriculum from Standard 1 to Form 5. Now, it is a compulsory SPM subject for non-Muslim students. Exact word-for-word definitions are required, and students are often told to memorize the keywords. So recent years have seen proposals for the subject to be replaced with one that would address social behavioral issues like cyber sex, drug and alcohol abuse, mental health, bullying and gangsterism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I don't know if you remember those Nilai that we had to memorize. This was posted in 2013 on a teaching blog. So apologies if the syllabus is not quite up to date. So some of the Nilai that were taught in class were about self-development, family, the environment, even things like patriotism, basic rights, peace and harmony, and democracy. And just for some context, students are made to memorize a list of 36 Nilai Murni, so that's noble values, and also their definitions. And these, you know, so-called noble values must be repeated in the assessment word for word, and not a word more, not a word less, if they want to play it safe. So over on social media, a few of you have been weighing in. On WhatsApp, we've got someone messaging and saying, my personal opinion is that moral studies is still relevant. However, it can be further enhanced and added on with some positive values that lead to matured thinking or common courtesy.
Makes a lot of sense, because I'm not saying that these Nilais or these noble values are not relevant, but it's about how they are you know, really practiced in our daily lives, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And over on Twitter, you know, quite a few people, if you have weighed in, Briviera, I think, says, I would totally be down if they teach morality and philosophy hand in hand, if that is not already the case. Yeah, philosophy, that'd be good. Also, Jess has to say that, you know, in relation to our question, which...
Should we do away with it?
She says, no. Instead, we should include all races to study moral studies in school. And Heedley Nathan says that most definitely one of the most useless subjects I had to do has zero value. I would have wanted sociology or something. And just looking at our Twitter poll, let's see how it's doing. About... A good 47% of you are saying that moral studies should be done, should be revamped in school. Another 35% are saying it should be done away and taught something, and we should all be taught something else. And yeah, that's how it
is. So I remember, I never took moral studies in school. I did agama. And I remember that was, there was this one time where I had to, I skipped class for fun.
It's all coming out now, isn't it, Kelly?
I just wanted to see what it was like.
School for moral classes.
And then, yeah, it was a lot more difficult than what I expected. Because when I was in primary school, a lot of my friends said it was very easy. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you could pass it really easily. But when you go into secondary school, it's a whole other thing. And you have to memorize, you know, like we said, like all those keywords. And for me, like, I understand if you want to teach it in primary school, I can see that. I mean, you're young kids and maybe you want to implement these values in them. But in secondary school, for as an SPM subject, for it to be placed that much of emphasis on, like, mm-hmm. you know, it's... I feel like it's irrelevant.
Yes. I really agree with Wei Jiet's suggestion that it actually comes part and parcel with other subjects that you are learning, other things that you're being exposed to, because moral values, rather, not just moral values, but values and principles have to be in the context of something. And and when you learn about history, for instance, even when you learn about science, those are great ways to really sort of surface the kinds of values that are admirable, that should be practiced in order for us to sort of achieve what we have achieved in history, for instance, or prevent or avoid the mistakes that we have made in the past.
Yeah, and I even saw on social media yesterday that, you know, some people were suggesting that they were trying to think about what subjects would be appropriate substitute for moral classes. And they said that non-Muslim students could maybe be allowed to study religion as well, their own religion studies as well, which I saw that quite a bit of people agreed with. And that's pretty much what Wei Jiet said as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a good suggestion, but whether teachers are prepared to, whether we have teachers who can teach these subjects that, you know, for example, Wei Jiet proposed or any of the ones that they were talking about online, it's a whole other matter.
Yes.
We've got some other messages coming in over on WhatsApp. Tai Po Chi is asking, why are only non-Muslims made to study moral, the moral subject? If the answer is that Muslim students have religious class, well, ours go to Sunday school to study our religion. But I guess not everyone goes for Sunday school as well. And there is Jeremy Leong had this to say. When I was young, I answered a question in moral studies that asked, you see an old man trying to cross the road, what would you do? And I replied, I would push him down the road. I push him down on the road. And
Jeremy.
I got called up to the teacher's office. Of course I knew the right answer, but even when I was young, I felt that learning moral through these studies wasn't the best idea.
Wow, quite a rebel, Jeremy.
I guess the general feel is that nobody really wants moral studies, or they think that it should be revamped.
As it is, they don't want it as it is.
And Adam over on WhatsApp says that it can be more project-based and should not be exam-based. Yeah, I really struggled with, you know, memorizing those nilai-nilai and having to do it word per word, and it was very frustrating, and I found it a complete waste of time.
Absolutely. You cannot rote learn moral values. That's just so antithetical to everything that values are about. And I was thinking also, even in sports and extracurricular activities, I think that's a great space young people to be learning about values, teamwork and cooperation, things like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Well, maybe just a quick last check on our Twitter poll to see if anything has changed.
Yep. So we asked you, should we do away with moral studies in school? And an overwhelming 47% of you said, no, it should be revamped. Another 35% of you said, yes, teach something else. Another 10%, no, keep it as it is. And 8% of you said, yes. And one last message from Taipo Chi as well, also on WhatsApp. How can you make students repeat word per word? It's parrot teaching, yes. And students should be taught to think and speak their
absolutely.
Mind.
Absolutely. Yeah. And that goes for the whole education system.
Yes. Critical thinking, not, memorizing.
Yeah. You can join the conversation. Keep those thoughts coming in. Tweet us at BFM Radio. WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us at 03-7733-2900. And speaking of moral values, we'll be looking at the way we treat migrant communities in Malaysia, especially low-wage migrant workers. So stay tuned for that. But first, here's I Never Learn by Lika Lee.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, The Business Station.